Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, good morning. Glad to be here again with y'all this fine morning. I sure appreciate Brother David filling in for me, and which is every first Sunday of the month. That's his regular time that he'll be here for me, and I appreciate y'all tuning in and supporting him, and glad you tuned in this morning. Glad to be back on the air. It seems like, you know, it's been a few weeks, had lots going on. Amen. But I am glad to be back. Amen. Hope all you are doing well. Hope that you're studying the Word of God and growing. Amen. I hope today that I can help to bless somebody, give them another step along the way. I tell you, God has been good to us. Amen. No matter what, God has been good to us. I mean, every day. It's not just a little something here or there, but he has just blessed us so much. And, you know, I thank God that I can see that. I'm sure he's blessed you. And I know that, just if we can look around and see that sometimes. We're going to, before we take the scripture this morning, I want to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I just thank you this morning for just the breath and life, and Lord, all that you do for us, God, and prayers that you answer for us, Lord, and how that you watch over us each and every day in our families, and God, how you've given us a chance, Lord, to have salvation, and Lord, how that you made that way, Lord, by the cross of Calvary, Lord, that you bring us the victory, God, that we can not only just have a heaven to go to after this world, God, a beautiful and wonderful place, God, where there's no hurt, harm, suffering, or anything such as that, or the devil, but God, that you can bless us here, and that we can sit in heavenly places right here with you, God. Oh, Lord, just help us to press forward toward the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Lord, I just ask that you just help us this morning to open up our ears, our heart, Lord, not to be a forgetful hearer, but a doer of your word, God. I just ask you to do all this, Lord, anoint the ears of the hearers this morning, God, and just bless them and open up their hearts, Lord. Just help us to receive, God, what you'd have for us, Lord. Did it go down in the good, fertile, deep ground? It'll bring forth 30, 60, 100 fold, God. I just thank you for it all in this opportunity today, Lord, and all everything you've done. And God, I'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, I have my helper with me this morning, and he's going to read for us.
Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through verse 14. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that is that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit Christ, he is none of his, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen. I tell you, I believe he done a wonderful job there. Amen. I sure am glad he's helping me there. Amen. But as it says, there's therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. I tell you, this whole scripture right here is a wonderful scripture and all, but it tells us about the difference. Amen. People want to, they want to gather up and say, oh yeah, well, we can do this and do that. He said, there is, there now no condemnation to them, which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. That's a wonderful thing. Amen. Because Jesus came and bled for us, it didn't cover our sins to a place that we would sin and just continually do that. Amen. But he come once and for all, and he gave his life. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemned sin and flesh, that the righteousness of the law could be fulfilled in us. He said, that which the law was weak, God sent his only son. Amen. I can tell you, he sent that where I could, people had their hearts, had a veil over their hearts, their mind blinded under the fact that the good things had come. They couldn't see that the law was righteous. The law was not unrighteous, but it was righteous. It was to show us a shadow of things yet to come. Amen. But you know, had the people really had recognized that and really was giving them ourselves and the hearts unto God, amen, they could give themselves that sacrifice. And that's what we've got to do, is we got to sacrifice self. We got to mortify the deeds of our body, amen. We got to mortify the flesh. And if we mortify the flesh, amen, if we be crucified with Christ, we also know that we'll live with him, amen. And if the Spirit of him that raises Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, you're dead unto sin, amen. You're not alive unto sin anymore, but you're alive unto God. Amen. You've been made a new creature in Christ. All the old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new, and all things of God. Amen. You're not following after the flesh anymore. Amen. You're not listening unto the things that you shouldn't do. Amen. But you're a following after the Spirit of God. Amen. The Bible said to know his voice. Amen. To try the spirits. And you know what? We ought, is more that we come in contact with God, the more we ought to know. He said his sheep know his voice, and a stranger they will not obey. Amen. And I can tell you, hell is still real today, regardless of what these newfound preachers and this and that and the other, and how they try to change the word of God and how they try to lighten it up. I hear people talk about Hades. Well, Hades over there in another country, amen. But I can tell you that hell is torment, amen. I don't care what they try to call it, but there is a devil's hell, amen, that we need to miss. And there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends there. thereof are the ways of death. Amen. Well, we need to sow. We need to follow after the Spirit. We need to sow to the Spirit and shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen. But if we sow to the flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption. Carnal minds and enemies with God. Amen. They cannot understand. Amen. But praise God, if we be a worshiper of God, amen, if we seek God's face, amen, you know what? He'll seek us out, amen, or we'll find him, amen. I said, if you knock, it'll be open unto you. If you seek, you'll find, amen. And if you ask the Father for a piece of bread, will he give you a stone? No. Amen. If you ask him for a fish, will he give you a serpent? Amen. How much more will your heavenly Father give unto you a good gift for them that ask. I can tell you we need to be in communication and asking him. You know, my daddy's gone now. Amen. But I think so much about him. Amen. And how I just love to be able to call him and talk to him again. Amen. But I can't do that now. But I can tell you that there's one that we can call on, and it'd be a wonderful thing. Amen, that we stay in contact with the one that would lead us through this, got the experience. Amen. Jesus, you know, praise God, he paid the price for each and every one. Amen. He knows what we face. It behooved him to be made like his brother. Amen. That he would suffer death for you and I. There's no temptation which taking us but that which is coming unto man. Amen. But I can tell you, he's resisted unto blood. Amen. He's went through these things, and he can lead us and guide us. Amen. He's a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Amen. He's one that showed his love for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And by his Spirit, that Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, if it dwell in you, amen, you're dead. Amen. Because of sin, he came in the likeness of sinful flesh, for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law could be fulfilled in us. Amen. You say, what do you mean, preacher? You know, back yonder under the Old Testament, they did these works and all. Amen. To push their sins off. Amen. And everything. Amen. But he said it was a shadow of things to come. You know, he give us, he said in the volume of the book, it's written to me to do thy will, O God. A body he had given him to sacrifice once and for all. He was amen. He is the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. He's the one that's going to be worthy to open those seals. Amen. In Revelation, he's the one that's the best thing that heaven had to offer and was given a sacrifice for you and I, that the righteousness and law could be fulfilled. Amen. Not started, not worked on, but it could be fulfilled. Amen. If the righteousness the law be fulfilled in us, we can go on under grace. But I can tell you that people think that they're under grace when they ain't even under the law. Good. Amen. But we got to come out. Amen. We got to come out from under the schoolmaster and come under grace. But there's got to be a fulfilling of righteousness. Amen. There was commandments that was given. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. All those things. All those things had to be fulfilled in your life. Amen. That you're not guilty of them. That's why he gave those commandments. It's for the lawless, the disobedient, the murderer, and the manslayer and all that. So they know you got a guideline. Amen. You got a law to go by. But you know what? If you're not guilty of those things, the law don't apply to you anymore. Amen. Because you're not a transgressor. But I can tell you, if you're a transgressor today, you're not going to make it unto heaven. I hear people talk about all these different things, and they trying to bring in the world unto the church and saying this is all right, and the Bible don't say this, or the Bible don't say that. Amen. Well, you better study on what the Bible does say. Amen. And you can find out, amen, how the way to live a good and a holy and a clean life. Amen. You got got to follow after the Spirit. The letter kill, but the Spirit make it light. Amen. If you just try to read this book in a natural way, amen, that's not going to make it. But you got to have the Spirit of God, amen, to show you and to lead you and to guide you and direct you. And he will in all manner and all ways of righteousness. He'll direct you if you'll just hear his voice. Amen. I think about how that they had found or seen Jesus in the mountain of transfiguration. Amen. Where they seen Moses, Elias, and Jesus and all that. And they said, Lord, is it good for us to be here about building tabernacles, one for you and all this? Amen. But there was a voice from heaven that come down and said, this is my beloved son. Hear him. And I can tell you, it's still yet that way. Is that we need to hear him. We need to hear the voice of Jesus. Amen. We need a come out from the works of the flesh. Amen. We need to come unto Jesus. Amen. You know what? If our heart condemn thee, God is greater than our heart. Amen. But I can tell you, if you've come out from sin where sin abounded, the grace of God is much more abound. And there is therefore no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. For it will make you free from the law of sin and death. Amen. It'll make you free. Amen. You can reap life everlasting. I ain't talking about when you get to heaven. I'm talking about here in this world that you can have victory over sin and death. Amen. You can have victory over anything that the flesh has to offer. Amen. I don't care if you're hung on drugs and you say, well, there probably ain't no drug addicts listening this morning. I ain't talking about just the ones out there on the street. Amen. I can tell you that there's a lot of drug addicts that go to CVS and Walgreens and all them other places, amen, that's hooked on their prescription drugs, amen, that doctors have prescribed and done, and they've doctor shopped until they're hung on them things. Let me tell you this morning, you might not think you're a junkie out in the street, amen, but I know some people live in fine houses that are still yet junkies, amen. They might not be in the street, but I can tell you this, amen, Jesus has got power over that. And if you'll make up your mind, and I can tell you that Jesus has got a power over DTs and all the other things. If you'll humble yourself before God this morning, amen, he can deliver you. If you're not sow to the flesh, you won't reap corruption. But I can tell you, if you do sow to the flesh, corruption will be, amen, it'll eat as you. A sinner eats you up like a canker. Amen, it'll start at you and it'll tear at you. But let me tell you something, you can turn today. Amen. You can put the healing in process right now today. You ain't got to wait on any other day, any other time, or any other form. Amen. Today's the day of salvation. Harden not your heart like the children did in provocation when they provoked God in the wilderness. I can tell you, I don't care if it's your drug, if it's your alcohol, if it's a porno, if it's whatever, if you're sleeping around and doing all those things, I can tell you that there's victory today. Amen. God wants to save you. Amen. I don't care how deep a sin that you're in. He wants to save you. Amen. He wants you to come unto him today. And all you got to do is get on your knees and you seek him. I ain't going to tell you a prayer to repeat after me, because that won't get it. It's got to come from your heart. It's got to come from your mind. And if you'll get down to business with God, even if you don't feel like you know what to pray, amen, I know that he knows your heart. Amen. You can, you might take him on in a while until you figure it out. But if you want relief from this world, if you want relief from the flesh, the works of the flesh, and all the things that hold you down and bind you, I can tell you that there's liberty in Christ Jesus today. The store's open for you. Amen. He's got the storehouse open for you today. Amen. To pour you out a blessing that you ain't able to receive at all. If you'll just come unto him, if you'll truly repent from the bottom of your heart, amen, that you're sorry that you transgressed against God, amen, that you want a different life, I can tell you that he can get rid of that old stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. Amen. And you know what? Praise praise God, he can put a set of ears on you to hear his voice. Amen. I just think about Friday night I was reaching a service, amen, and it got to be in my testimony, amen, and I can tell you that he can deliver you from the worst sin, amen. I can tell you that I was sinking down in a miry clay. I was more like in the quicksand, amen, that I was just fighting and doing, and I was just getting deeper and deeper and over my head, amen. But I can tell you, one that put his hand down for me, that pulled me up out of miry clay, and he set my foot upon a rock. He established my goings, amen. He put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto my God. I can tell you, he can give you a new life like you ain't never had before. There can be a new man living in you, amen, like you ain't never seen before. Amen. You can have a peace that passes all understanding. Amen. You can get past anxiety and stress and all those things, amen. You don't have to swallow knots in your throat no more or have chest pains. Come unto him. Cast your cares upon him, for he first cared for you. Take this yoke upon you and learn of him, for he is meek and lowly of heart, and his burdens are light. Amen. I can tell you, he can lighten your load this morning if you'll just be willing and you'll be obedient. The Bible said that you eat the good of the land. I can tell you, praise the Lord, I'm eating the good of the land. Amen. The Lord has blessed me. You know what? I ain't going out after everything that I could see. I try to gather up all these things here in this world. Amen. I can tell you, I just want to be a fisherman. Amen. You know, I love to naturally fish. Years ago, I did that a lot, and I had things ready all the time. Amen. I live between three rivers, and I was just ready to go anytime that all I had to do was throw some bait over in the boat and hook into my truck, and I was ready. Amen. I stayed on ready to go fishing. But let me tell you something. Amen. As much as I enjoyed it, amen, going fishing and all that, the Lord called me to preach. Amen. I don't go as much as I did. Amen. I it's fine. I like it. There ain't nothing wrong with fishing. Amen. I'd love to go. Amen. But you know what? Amen. I'm fishing a different kind this day. Amen. I can tell you, praise the Lord, I'm ready. My boat's ready. You could say amen, because I want to fish. And praise God, I ain't fishing to miss. I'm fishing to catch. Amen. I want to catch. And you know, when I went fishing, I worked to that thing. Amen. I didn't go haphazardly at it. Amen. I was serious with it. Amen. And I'd try to even improve what I could do insofar as throwing a spinner reel underneath them trees, going down a river, and then taking care of the boat while I was going down the river. Let me tell you something. I'm serious about this. I want your soul to go to heaven. I want you to give your life unto Jesus. Amen. I want you to sow unto the Spirit and reap life everlasting. I want you to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and his love. Amen. And understand, amen, all that he suffered and the sufferings he went through for you and I. Amen. That we could have this life in peace and love, and that we could be a friend. Amen. That we could be a friend to him, and that we could get close unto him. Amen. He would be a father unto us. Amen. I thank God. You know, we all got fathers somewhere, somehow. Amen. But not all might not have to do with us. We might not be pleased with him, this and that and the other, but I know this one father. Amen. He always looks out for us. And that's what his job is, and that's what he's doing, and he does his job well. Amen. But you know what? You can be an adolescent. Amen. You can be a hard-headed child. You can go on and do whatever you want to do. Amen. But I can tell you, as that young man went off from his father, amen, he said, "But give me all this mine." Amen. And he gave him his part, and he went off, and he spent it out on the riotous living. Amen. I believe he's spent it on the abomination and the harlots of the world. Amen. But when he come unto a want, when all that was spent out, all the natural, it was gone. Amen. There it was, feeding hogs, swines. Amen. And the Bible said he would have filled his belly with the husk that the swines did eat. But he thought, amen, now he was just thinking about the husk. Amen.
just a shell of whatever he was feeding. Amen. You know, it wasn't no good and bitter. Amen. But he said, how many of my father's hired servants are over there? They're eating good. Amen. They're doing good. Why don't I just go on back to my father's house and tell him, I've sinned against you. I've sinned against heaven. And I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Amen. But if you'll just let me be as one of the hired servants. Amen. He know them hired servants had it good. Amen. And he went back and there, that old man, I believe he was probably looking out maybe on the porch, and he had been looking up that road for a long time for that son to come back. Amen. And he saw him come back, and I believe he run to him, and he fell on his neck, and the son said, you know, I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Just let me be one of the hired servants. I've sinned against you and all that. Amen. But what did the father do? He said, kill a fatted calf. Bring him a robe. Put shoes on his feet. Put a ring on his hand. Amen. Up there was dancing. Amen. They was having a celebration. The one that was lost unto him is now found. And you know that there's more rejoicing in heaven. One sinner repentance and 99 just that need none. Don't you know that they're rejoicing when you come on the throne of God, when you're truthful with him, when you truly repent and are sorry for the things that you've done. Amen. That he'll reinstate you into something better. Amen. You need to come to the Father's house. Amen. Not sow to the flesh. Amen. But you need to sow to the Spirit. And if you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap life everlasting. Amen. I can tell you that Jesus didn't die in vain for me. Amen. I want to thank him and praise him for all he's done for me. And but what, not just what he's done, but what he's doing and what he's going to do. Amen. And how he's working in my life. Amen. How he's working in my family. Let me tell you something. There's no greater friend than this. Amen. Than Jesus Christ. One that laid down his life for you and I. Think about it today, where we could have a communication with God the Father. There's only one way. And it's through Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the mediator between us and God. But Jesus also said, you'll come to a place that you can talk to the Father yourself. You know, praise God, God don't look on sin. Amen. Jesus was that one. Was that mediator between us and God. And praise the Lord, he can mediate for us. Amen. He can say, Father, amen, this is repentant. Amen. This is set aside. This is been baptized and sanctified. Amen. Fit for your use. Lord, bless him and glorify him. Amen. And he will. That's a wonderful thing. Amen. To come out. Come out from being lost. You know, I just think about how the people get lost in the woods and everything else. And I tell you what, it's something else. And especially in the dark, they can't see where they're going. Lost, don't know what's going on. Being tore up by insects and animals and everything else. But you know, praise God, it's a glorious thing to see a marvelous light coming after you. Amen. And let me tell you something. You can have victory over the flesh. Amen. You can have victory over whatever is holding you up today. I can tell you victory is in Jesus Christ. And that's all my time of day, but I can tell you I love you.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and